You're unbelievable. You know that?
Thank you.
I was just trying to move on. It's really hard to recover from that, though. Really tough.
I just can't wait till Shoopy wins the E-Brake tomorrow, and then he proclaims that he did it on purpose.
Oh, man.
No.
Not that one.
There'll be none of that.
Not that one, man.
Although I've staged intentionally several of my E-Brake victories. That was not one.
No.
I was just waiting for a giant sinkhole to swallow up the radio station at that very moment.
Are you sure it hasn't?
My head.
It's okay, Rhines. Don't worry about it. I'm all right.
He's so mad.
Hey, I didn't know. This is the first time I've heard about it.
No, you didn't. It's fine.
It's not fine.
It's been many years ago.
Well, thank you for being good humored about it.
I'm all right
it,
about
least.
It.
At 4 a.m. this morning.
Because I wasn't trying to put you in a bad place. You know that, don't you?
I know.
All right.
I had no way of knowing.
At 4 a.m. this
up.
Morning.
Then you got Dumbbud over here just laughing.
Yes.
Just giggle,
I'm not
giggle,
laughing at
giggle.
You know, he Shoopy.
He might could have done something to help a brother out there.
What? What could he have done?
I don't know.
Killed you? I almost ran over there to strangle you to end the awkwardness. I thought that would have been a lot better, a murder, than what was said on the air.
Wasn't that bad?
No, it was great.
Right, Rich?
Right.
All right. Let me get to this.
All right.
At 4 a.m. this morning, a woman is sleeping. Okay? She is in the 9600 block of Walnut Street. Now, is that over by Richland College?
Yes.
Walnut?
Yes.
Was that a frequent place of pizza delivery?
Oh, my God.
Big time?
I used to dominate that neighborhood.
You were the number one pizza delivery man in Dallas?
No, there were others that were better than me, but I was pretty good. And this was before GPS and Mapsco. Didn't need it. It's all up here.
You didn't need map. You didn't have a Mapsco?
Not in my car.
How did you get to these places?
Just knew it, man.
That's awesome.
Knew the turf.
That's right.
It's pretty awesome.
Like that's street cred.
Like Mike used to know Oak Cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Still do.
Great. It's not going to get you out of 7:55 in the morning.
I don't want out of it. I will own this.
Okay. So she wakes up and she calls police. She is freaking out. Because as she's sleeping, she hears a very loud noise that happened to occur right next to her bed. It was not a loud fart.
Was it a sinkhole opening and swallowing her house?
She turned the light on, and she knew it was something bad because of the sound. Turns her light on, looks where she thought the noise came from, and sure enough, she was correct. There was a bullet lodged in her wall, 5 feet away from her. Shortly thereafter, according to the police report, so she calls freaking out, somebody's shooting me. A neighbor comes out of his place, gun in hand.
Mm-hmm.
And by this time, I guess, the police had got there and, you know, there's a big to-do going on and he's like, whoa, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do that, but I had good reason. Okay, what was going on? They've obviously got the gun from him at this point.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was aiming at a ghost. Okay, who's the ghost? Well, what did you see? Well, look, my dead ex-wife was in here. I saw her. And I wanted to kill her again. So he took a shot at her.
At the ghost.
At the ghost.
Hmm.
And he was taken to a nearby psychiatric hospital.
Boo.
And,
Where was all that a few minutes ago?
I don't know. It takes a while.
And I don't know if we're going to be hearing from this guy too much after this. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you can recover from just kind of random gunplay shooting at ghosts.
Boo.
Mike Ghost is the least scariest ghost I've ever encountered.
Boo.
Whoa.
Boo.
He's like a, kind of like a singing Boo. Ghost.
Or.
Boo.
Boo.
Moo. Boo.
So wait, you have moo, boo, and whore next to each other?
Boo. Whore.
Which one of those three do you think will get the most use?
Whore.
Boo.
Oh, man. So,
moo.
That was in Dallas. So, good luck, Dallas, with your ghost.
So, they just hauled him off to the psychiatric ward, and that's the end of the story right there?
Yeah, I mean, thank God that nothing worse happened. Now, speaking of ghosts, a Fort Worth man was sentenced to 47 years in prison for the murder of his neighbor. This is a story that we hadn't done. It's a few days old, but now that we have a ghost tie-in, it's perfect.
Boom.
Douglas Kirk, 45, was found guilty of murdering Pedro Diaz, one of two men who helped Kirk move into his new rental home in April of 2010. The three men drank through the night, and Diaz and Alfonso Beza, the other neighbor, were dead by the next morning. Kirk told friends he didn't remember what happened and that he was being chased by ghosts.
Boom.
Diaz was shot 5 times with an AR-15 assault rifle. Beza was shot twice with the assault rifle. And, he thought that these guys were ghosts. Now, I'm going to ask you, what drug do you think was involved at this point when this man thought he was being chased by ghosts?
You want jokes or the truth?
I want the truth.
Meth?
I'm going to go with meth.
Yes. Methamphetamine. He had been smoking for what appears to be 2 to 3 days straight.
Of course.
I love meth.
He also decided that to come down, it'd be a good idea to smoke a lot of pot and drink a copious amount of booze.
Booze.
According to the district...
You know, you played more drums in the last 15 minutes than you have the whole time we've been here.
I know. You're just being bitter because I didn't play anything during the layout.
What could he have played during the layout?
I don't
Nothing
know.
Nothing would help that.
Well, I mean, what I do you want?
That's why he's there. Yeah, that's why he's there.
Paul in...
there's nothing...
Okay, sorry I didn't play that.
There's nothing you could have played.
I thought he could have helped a brother out here a little bit.
No. Nothing.
And listen to him.
Oh, he loves it.
It's great.
I just can't wait. I'm setting my alarm to hear Muser reaction in the morning.
Oh, and the voting?
Oh.
You think that's going to be a clean sweep? Otherwise, it's like George misspeaking or something.
Oh, yeah, right.
Or maybe Gordon said something weird.
Did it become that predictable? Oh, boy.
Now that I'm done with my book on meth... By the way, I conquered... You should be very proud of me. A, that I finally picked up a book again.
That you completed a book.
B, I completed a book. And C, I completed a book in about 5 days.
That's pretty good.
I can't figure out who I want to give this book to, though. I think you would appreciate it, Danny, quite a bit.
Yeah.
About this true story about his dad, this dad dealing with his kid on meth. And this dad is... It's not like this is some scum bum of a family. It's a very... almost well-to-do family. And it happened to be a writer that was dealing with it, so it was documented very well. But there are so many people I think would really appreciate this book. It's really good. And his son, who I guess is now clean, followed the book up with a book called Tweak, which is his side of the story. So I'm going to pick up...
And then he invented an energy drink.
Yeah, called Tweaker. Did you notice that the size of Tweaker?
Uh-huh.
I mean, everybody knows the size of 5-Hour Energy,
yes.
Right? I mean, it just comes in that little
shot.
It looks like a little aspirin bottle, almost. Tweaker has ratcheted things up a notch. The Tweaker bottle is a little bigger. than 5-Hour Energy. Like, you're getting more.
It's 2 full servings.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So be careful with that, Shoopy.
Yeah, Shoopy. What? I know how you are with these
what?
These so-called energy
I'm
buzzes
not the one they're getting
of yours.
I've never had one.
I haven't either.
You haven't ever had one?
No.
Have you, Mike?
No.
Shoopy?
No, sir.
I've never had a Red Bull. I've never had one of those energy drinks.
I haven't either.
Well, I've had it mixed with other crap at a bar when somebody else is handling the shot purchase.
Yuck.
Like, really? We're doing Jaeger bombs for real?
Oh, maybe I have had a Jaeger bomb.
Yeah, that's Red Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had it, Mike. I'm sorry. I lied. I like them a lot. Speaking of...
You're the one that's going to endorse Tweaker, right?
What?
I thought it was supposed to be me and you, Shoopy.
Yeah,
not
I'm not...
It's him.
Me?
Not me.
I'm not doing Tweaker.
Yeah, you are, too.
He is.
I'm not.
You need to be doing it.
Yeah, because you like NASCAR.
You're the NASCAR guy. You need to have Slingbox and Tweaker cornered.
And I have never had one energy drink either.
So never I just had a Red Bull?
Nope.
I can't be a Tweaker spokesperson because I've never had one, and I don't take energy drinks.
You like that sort of thing, though.
What did I just say? I mean, 5 seconds ago, I've never had one.
All right, maybe not energy drinks, but the idea of energy drinks. You like those,
you,
right?
You really yeah. always are talking to me about
the concept
yeah. of energy drinks.
Man, you guys
and
ever,
how important they are to you.
You guys ever looked into what comes in them energy drinks?
I've never had one, and I'm not interested in drinking one, but I just love the idea.
Right, the process
yeah.
that goes into making. What's the fake energy drink one where they're listing the... I don't even know what the commercial's for, but there's like a laundry list of about 1,000 different ingredients that comes in the energy drink.
Philemon Truxoid.
And one of them is ozone. I can't remember what the commercial is.
I don't know.
A man cleaning out a rental property in Duncanville, Donovan, was shocked to find something in that said rental property. The property owner was cleaning the rental home on the 200 block of Moore Street in Duncanville. And I don't really know exactly... I guess that, you know, when you clean out a house or you clean out a rental property, whatever the case may be, you don't clean it completely. You don't get every single little thing out of there. Well, this guy did leave a couple of things, one of them being a hand grenade.
A real one?
Yes.
Like a potato masher, or
this one is called a pineapple hand grenade. It looks
Ooh.
Smaller than the typical hand grenades, but whatever the case may be, he left a grenade. The man took it out into the backyard and called the Duncanville Police Department. Officers arrived at the home and, after seeing the device, summoned the bomb squad, and they took it to be destroyed. Wouldn't you think the last thing you'd leave behind is a grenade?
I think hand grenades are good.
Don't you wish you had one? I'd love to have a hand grenade.
I would like to fire one off, yeah.
I'd love to throw a hand grenade.
I'm not into guns or anything, but I would like to pull the pin and throw it into...
I am.
Throw it into the air.
And then duck.
In the time it takes for it to come down, shoot up with meth.
We could do some damage with a sack full of hand grenades.
Right? I know.
I know, right?
And then top it all off with a tweaker or two.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Should we get some hand grenades for the Musers camp out this year?
Why not? Have some Woodford Reserve and play grenades.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Play grenades.
Uh-huh.
Hey, last time Gordon threw a dead deer on you.
Yeah,
so.
What's the difference? I'd rather a live grenade be thrown on me.
How did
dead
you
deer.
Not punch him in the mouth?
He ran.
It was quite tense after that happened.
Yeah.
I thought
a dead
something was
deer.
About to happen.
He put a dead deer in your tent, right?
Yeah. No, he put it in his
lap. No. I was sitting there, and he kind of... I was just sitting around the campfire, and he dropped a deer carcass on me. I mean, it was a tiny one. It wasn't any big deal, but still.
It'd
what is he doing with that?
Birds.
He's an a-hole. That's what he was doing.
It would have come to physical activity.
Rich is right. I thought better of it, but...
It was a real buzzkill around the campfire for a while after that happened.
Yeah.
You were really mad, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, should have been.
Yeah.
Did you call him names?
I think so.
Was this Woodford Reserve night?
No, this was camp out number 2. I took it easy. I let Mike steal.
Go in there and drink 60 shots of beer. Let's see what Mike does.
I let him do
that.
All
right, who's going to take over this year?
You know, I don't know.
You.
No.
It's always you.
It's George's turn.
Yeah, you need to be like...
It's Dunham.
You need to be like...
It's got to be you.
Ken Hill and just kind of take a season off every other one. And then when it's a contract year, you really go for it.
Yeah. You got to do it.
What about him?
Sorry for the obtuse Rangers reference.
Ken Hill?
Yeah.
What about you?
What about me?
How about... I mean, you...
I got loaded the first year when you did, too. I was just a lot smarter.
You left me hanging. You walked away.
I'll tell you what.
You
let me go to that damn camp out. Not only will I cook the best food you've ever had, I'll be the drunkest son of a bitch that's ever done it.
He cooks good food.
I'm sure he does.
But you could cook beans.
I'll make more than that.
I'm more than happy to let somebody take over the cooking.
Nah, that's your deal.
Mm-mm.
I'll just hand out a bunch of...
You're the man when it comes to that.
You are cookie.
Hand out a bunch of MREs.
Here's breakfast.
MREs.
That's the problem. If Danny comes, breakfast is going to be at about 11 a.m.
Try 1:30.
Here's an MRE and a grenade.
All right, we got to go.
Yeah. You need to get home, Shoopy.
What, I do?
Yeah. You have a lot of reflecting to do. We just need to get him home, man.
Yeah. Might go deep into the booze tonight.